What's up, builders? Welcome back to your daily engineering briefing. I'm your host, and today we're cutting through some massive market shifts that are going to change how you architect your AI stack. Let's start with the elephant in the room. OpenAI just closed a funding round that's larger than the entire US venture capital industry invested in all of 2023. I'm talking $110 billion. To put that in perspective, that's 65% of what every single startup in America raised 2 years ago, all going to one company. The post-money valuation sits at $840 billion. Now here's where it gets interesting for you as a builder. This isn't just Silicon Valley money sloshing around. Microsoft committed $250 billion through 2032. AWS threw in $138 billion. Oracle committed $300 billion in cloud spending. These aren't investments in the traditional sense. These are circular infrastructure commitments, where cloud providers are essentially pre-purchasing their own capacity. But the real story broke last week when the Pentagon designated certain AI providers as critical supply chain infrastructure. OpenAI got the green light for defense contracts. Anthropic got something very different, a one-week compliance deadline followed by a six-month phase-out notice. If you're running Claude in production right now and you have any Fortune 500 clients with Pentagon exposure, your legal team is probably already asking questions. Let me walk you through what this means operationally. Anthropic was crushing it. They hit $14 billion in annualized revenue with 10 times year-over-year growth. Their enterprise revenue was growing sharply month over month. Multiple analyst reports showed OpenAI's enterprise penetration rate actually declining before this Pentagon decision. The competitive dynamics were shifting in Anthropic's favor. And then one policy decision flipped the entire market. Building on that, let's talk about the financial reality behind these companies. OpenAI is projecting $14 billion in losses for 2026 alone. Cumulative losses hit $44 billion, with profitability delayed until 2029. They're forecasting $20 billion in annualized revenue by late 2025, jumping to $100 billion by 2029, and somehow hitting $280 billion by 2030. HSBC ran the numbers and estimates they'll need more than $200 billion in additional funding beyond what's already committed. That means an IPO at close to a $1 trillion valuation sometime late 2026 or early 2027. Now, let's shift gears to what you can actually build with today. There's a leaked model reference in OpenAI's GitHub repost that's getting interesting. Multiple code traces point to something called GPT-5.4 with a 2 million token context window and pixel-level vision processing. Let me explain why this matters for your architecture. Right now, if you're processing large documents, you're chunking them up, making multiple API calls, stitching results together. It's messy, it's expensive, and you're losing context across chunks. A 2 million token window eliminates that entire workflow. You could see cost reductions of 60 to 80% for document processing pipelines. The catch? Infrastructure requirements explode. To support that context window, the model has to cache enormous amounts of data during inference. That dramatically increases memory requirements and computational complexity. So while your workflow simplifies, don't expect pricing to drop proportionally. You're trading architectural complexity for computational overhead. More importantly, Anthropic just ships something you can use right now. Claude integrations went live with native connectivity to over 150 applications. I'm talking Google Drive, Slack, project management tools, spreadsheets, all directly accessible. Here's what's significant. If you're currently paying for Zapier, Microsoft Power Automate, or you've built custom API integrations, you can potentially eliminate those costs entirely. This runs on the Model Context Protocol, which is an open standard. Zero infrastructure changes required. Users connect their apps and start immediately. I've seen demos where tasks requiring an hour of manual planning complete in 30 seconds. That's not an exaggeration. And it's available on free accounts right now. Go test it today. Let's talk about edge deployment, because this is where things get really interesting for IoT and industrial applications. There's a new framework called NullClaw that reduces deployment costs from $50 to $500 per device down to $5. How? It's a 678-kilobyte agent framework that runs on 1 megabyte of RAM. Compare that to typical frameworks requiring a full gigabyte or more. This means you can deploy on Raspberry Pi, Arduino, even STM32 boards. Boot time drops from over 30 seconds to under 2 milliseconds. The trade-off is complexity. It's written in Zig with manual memory management, so you need specialized expertise. But it supports 22 AI providers out of the box. OpenAI, Anthropic, Ollama, DeepSeek, Grok, and more. Integration spans 13 communication platforms, including Telegram, Discord, Slack, WhatsApp, even IRC, all under MIT licensing. For IoT sensor networks, manufacturing floor monitoring, any distributed edge computing scenario where you need each node to cost under $10, this changes your entire architecture. Memory usage drops 99%. A typical Python agent exceeds 100 megabytes. Go or Rust agents land at 5 to 10 megs. NullClaw hits 678K. That's not a typo. Now, let's tackle a strategic question every team is facing. Build your own multimodal orchestration or adopt a platform?
Perplexity just showed some revealing numbers. Their revenue grew 4.7 times, while users grew 3.7 times in 2025. That gap tells you customers are paying more for orchestration capabilities versus raw model access. Here's the distribution shift that matters. In January 2025, 90% of enterprise tasks were handled by just two models. By December, no single model handled more than 25%. That's validation of the multi-model specialization thesis. Their platform orchestrates 19 models with 400-plus app integrations for $200 a month unlimited usage. So let's run the build versus buy analysis. Building in-house orchestration requires 2 to 3 full-time ML engineers for 6 to 8 months. That's $300,000 to $400,000 in salary costs upfront. Then you need ongoing maintenance. Every time a vendor changes their API, you're updating code. Every new model you want to integrate requires custom routing logic. You need context management across providers, error handling, fallback strategies, logging, and observability for debugging. Adopting Perplexity Computer costs $200 a month, $2,400 annually, with zero implementation timeline. You get those 19 orchestrated models, the 400 integrations, cloud sandboxing, automatic model routing, zero engineering resources required. But you're locked into their orchestration layer. You can't customize routing logic. You're dependent on their uptime across all integrated models.
Here's my rule of thumb. For teams under 15 engineers, managed platforms typically yield 60% lower total cost of ownership over the first year. Calculate your break-even. If your current workflow spend 10 or more hours monthly on tasks requiring multiple AI tools, that $200 subscription recovers cost at $20 an hour labor rates. For larger engineering organizations or highly specialized workflows, in-house orchestration provides long-term strategic control despite higher initial investment. My recommendation? Deploy the managed platform for a 90-day evaluation while you start building custom orchestration for your proprietary workflows. Migrate only commodity tasks to external platforms. Keep your strategic differentiation in-house. Let's talk cost optimization, because agent workloads are consuming 100 to 1,000 times more tokens than human typing. If your current monthly API spend is $5,000, plan for $50,000 as agent adoption reaches 50% of use cases. That's not a hypothetical. That's infrastructure capacity planning you need to do this quarter. Quantization can help. Converting your models from FP32 to INT8 using NVIDIA TensorRT or Hugging Face Optimum delivers 4 times model size reduction and 2 to 3 times inference speedup with less than 1% accuracy loss. For a typical BERT-sized model, that translates to $2,000 to $3,000 in monthly savings on cloud compute costs. Implementation timeline is 1 to 2 weeks for testing, 2 to 4 weeks for production deployment. Assign one ML engineer to this with an expected 60% reduction in inference costs within 90 days. Let's wrap with what this means for go-to-market strategy. CalAI hit $30 million in annual recurring revenue with a 7-person team charging $250 a month. Extreme revenue efficiency, right? Then MyFitnessPal acquired them for an estimated low 8 figures. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Their core functionality was replicable in 20 minutes using commodity AI services. The acquisition reflected distribution advantages and existing user base, not technical moats. This is the risk for standalone AI apps. When CalAI's nutrition tracking gets integrated into general-purpose agents that already know your health goals, dietary restrictions, and preferences with zero marginal cost, that $250 monthly subscription evaporates. Perplexity's revenue growth versus user growth gap shows customers are paying for orchestration and integration, not individual point solutions. For operators, here's your pricing strategy framework. Price for current value delivery, not future technical barriers. Build network effects and data moats faster than your technical replication timeline. Consider strategic exits before agent consolidation fully materializes. Focus acquisition value on distribution and user base rather than technical capabilities alone. One bright spot, humanoid robotics just hit commercial viability. BMW deployed Aeon robots at around $20,000 per unit. These have 34 degrees of freedom, dual battery systems with zero downtime, 4 hours per battery. Load capacity, 15 kilograms short-term, 8 kilograms continuous. They completed Leipzig test deployment in December. They're hitting factory floors in April, full pilot phase this summer. That's a 60 to 75% cost reduction versus typical industrial robots that run 50 to 100K plus. All right, here's your sprint goal for this week. If you're running Claude in production with enterprise clients, audit your Pentagon exposure surface. If you're paying for third-party automation platforms, test Claude integrations today and calculate your potential cost elimination. If you're deploying Edge AI, evaluate whether null Claude's memory footprint unlocks hardware cost reductions for your use case. And if you're spending over 10 hours monthly stitching together multiple AI tools, run a 90-day trial of multimodal orchestration platforms while you scope your custom build. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.